Hello, this is Brooks Jensen, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to reintroduce to you the Lenswork Monographs. In Lenswork number 104, I discuss the virtues of perseverance, how sometimes it takes a little bit of learning curve to find success, sometimes the second or third time around. Well, in March of last year, we announced the Lenswork Monographs, after which you heard from us a few crickets in the silence. Some of you may have wondered what happened and why there was no monograph number two. Well, chalk it up to learning curve. First, we were thrilled with the response and excitement about these new publications, and we want to thank everyone for all of their encouragement and for their enthusiasm for number one, which we published and was actually shipped early last year. We were also inundated with requests from readers who wanted the new monographs offered via a subscription program. To be honest, we'd never considered that. And then the most interesting thing happened while we were printing monograph number one. Our printer said, you know, we could make it slightly larger without much fuss. There's a little extra room on the press sheet. A little research later, and we found out that we could, indeed, increase the size of the monograph without any increase in cost of production. How sweet is that? Then one of the photographers we'd published in Lenswork Extended called and expressed a passionate interest in having their work in the monograph program printed in color. Well, we thought, why not? Suddenly the floodgates burst open to a complete redesign based on what was possible. And the more we explored what was possible, the more excited we became about the future of Lenswork Monographs. Isn't it funny how one question leads to another and a great idea sometimes leads to an even better one? Well, the redesign exercise led down a long path that was far more involved than we thought. It took us several months, and of course there was the roadshow that sort of got in the way, but it's led to such a wonderful outcome. We're now relaunching the Lenswork Monographs with several new design elements. First, they're larger than Lenswork. They'll be 9 inches by 8 inches, which obviously will allow us to use larger images than we can in the magazine. In the monographs, we can also do color work. So, for the first time, you'll see color in print from Lenswork. Now, of course, Lenswork, the magazine, will continue to be anthology-based and have portfolios that are in black and white only. But in this new single photographer or single theme-related monograph edition, we can do color work as well as black and white duotones. And we're very excited to start printing color work, something we've never done before. I suspect many of you will remember those wonderful little Friends of Photography monographs that would show up in the mail once a quarter as a membership benefit. They started back in the 70s. I subscribed to them right up until the time the Friends of Photography disbanded, and I was always sorry to see them go. They were such wonderful little publications. They were always beautifully printed, featuring the work of a single photographer or a single project. I thought they were just little treasures, and I've never forgotten those wonderful publications. Always thought someone ought to do this. Well, that someone, turns out, is Lenswork. And I'm delighted to announce now that the Lenswork monographs are available by subscription and will begin shipping early in 2014. We're working now on next year's series, and we know already that we'll have monographs from Huntington Witherell and Stu Levy and two others yet to be announced. It'll be a very exciting year. Quite honestly, we haven't been this excited since the launch of Lenswork itself 20 years ago. Now, there is one thing to note about the Lenswork monographs. In order to keep the prices as low as possible for these book-length publications, we will not be producing back issues. They won't be available other than by subscription. In fact, we'll be producing just enough to fulfill our subscriber base and no more. So we invite you to subscribe now so you won't miss that first issue when it comes out early in 2014. We'll have more to say about the individual titles and the photographers as we get closer to the publication dates for each new issue. But that's the news for today. Lenswork monographs, now available by subscription, with discounts available for those of you who are subscribers to Lenswork, Lenswork Extended, or members of Lenswork Online. Thanks once again for being a Lenswork reader and for sharing our passion for fine art photography.